This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Christmas time. It's Hanukkah right now. Happy to say we wish you a happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas and everything in between. Kate Delaney, thanks so much. We have thrown the red carpet out. Can't you just see it? If you're a first timer or you've been here for a long time, thank you for joining us this time around. That little bit of music you just heard is probably the best thing that you're going to hear in this first couple of minutes of the show. It's a rough, rough, rough day. The funniest line that I heard was the former President Donald Trump talking about the breaking news of CNN and definitely spending Chris Cuomo calling him Frito and saying Frito is gone in the typical mock sly way that he could, because Chris Cuomo got in trouble for sticking up for his big brother and using every connection he could in the book. And, of course, it's all there for everybody to see because transcripts were released. So CNN had absolutely no choice but to do what they do and take a bounce on Chris Cuomo because of the details that have come out about how he helped his brother, the former New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, as he was facing serious charges of sexual harassment and ultimately resigned before he could have been impeached, or who knows what else could have happened there. In the meantime, in Michigan, heavy, heavy, heavy hearts, and there should be, because it took 5 minutes to destroy so many lives at Oxford High School. And again, this is like 30 minutes outside of Detroit. So on Tuesday, before 1 o'clock, a 15-year-old student went on a rampage. Deputies removed the 9mm SIG pistol from the student, who was then put into a police car, placed in custody, but too late to save the lives of a 16-year-old, 17-year-old, and a 14-year-old, and so many others who are barely hanging on by a thread. And that includes a 14-year-old, a 15-year-old, and a 17-year-old, all in critical conditions with different things that happened to them. One of them, the 14-year-old girl, is on a ventilator after surgery, shot in the chest and the neck. So very, very sad for the people in this area. As here it is, what is supposed to be one of the happiest times of the year in a very difficult year, let's face it, for high schoolers and students in general. The last 20 months has not been a picnic, and the question just hangs in the balance. Why? Why? Why does a kid do this? Why does he go to school? Why does he unload? Was it something that happened? Was it some kind of situation at the school that led him down this path? Who knows? We will certainly learn more as that all unfolds, because right now it's tight as a drum. They're trying to piece it together, because you're trying to piece a case together against this kid and what happened. So that's just smart policing. That's what they have to do. They have to go over all the leads, figure it out, and try to get that, get that motive. What motive possibly could it be? All right, some new court rulings have flooded in right when we're dealing with the big O, the worst of all the variants, or so it seems anyway. And what do the pair of rulings mean? We're talking about separate federal judges who temporarily halted parts of Biden's mandatory COVID-19 vaccine policy for certain workers. One was issued by a Louisiana-based federal judge. It blocked a vaccine mandate for healthcare workers across the country at hospitals that receive federal money. A second ruling by a Kentucky-based federal judge paused the vaccine mandate for federal contractors in Kentucky, Ohio, and Tennessee. So there have been a bunch of legal rulings against the administration's push on this vaccine policy, this mandate. So, you know, the ruling from the Louisiana-based judge especially dovetails with a decision that happened at the beginning of the week, Monday, with another federal judge based in Missouri who blocked the mandate for health workers in 10 states. So Tuesday's ruling effectively extended the freeze nationwide, pretty much, right? Healthcare workers, many of them are not getting vaccinated. Many of them are as well, but the ones that don't want to get vaccinated were looking at the possibility of not working. Now, having to be tested or any of that sort of thing could be up to some of these individual places, but contractors in other parts of the country who are subject to the mandate have a December 8th deadline. So that does still hang in the balance at this point. While that's going on, the CDC is working to tighten testing requirements for international travelers, because the fear is for Omicron and what could possibly happen and how that could spread around. You got to assume it is probably in the United States. We just haven't seen that case yet. In fact, we would be naive to think that it's not in the United States. And the problem with this time around is the mutations and how dangerous these mutations are. So it makes sense that it would be stricter for people coming in to the U.S. because this is unsettling. In just 1 week, what has happened since the announcement of this variant that has this incredible strength and potential to just multiply, and in this race to stamp out this war on COVID, this is, you know, of course, just another curveball in all that we have dealt with in the last 20 months. I mean, what do we know about the variant? We know that epidemiologists are worried, no politics involved in this, that the new variants, mutations, could make it more transmissible. That is the thing that we hate, right? Scientists are racing to learn as much as they can because they're seeing new cases that are starting to explode. And it was first identified in South Africa. I mean, that's the deal. But now 20 countries have confirmed as of Tuesday that they have it. None has been detected in the U.S., but we can only assume that it's there. And I love what the president said on Monday. It is a cause for concern, not a cause for panic. Not a cause for pandemic. We've been under this hellish pandemic for 20 months. I think that's going to fall on some deaf ears. Absolutely. All right, we got a great mic drop moment coming up around the bend.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality powder Yarko that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powder Yarko Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powder Yarko Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today. Ponder the question of what do we do now with the Omicron big question mark that is flying around in the atmosphere. Let's talk about something that is pretty, I think, cheery. How about having a heart attack and having to have open heart surgery? I think that is not cheery. I think that is very scary. So this Massachusetts man who is recovering from that kind of surgery won a $1 million lottery prize on a scratch-off ticket. A scratch-off ticket given to him by a friend. Alexander McLeish got three scratch-off tickets in a get-well card from a friend earlier this month. He scratched off the first three letters on the crossword lottery ticket. And he just kind of looked at it. It was revealing his initials, A, W, M. He continued matching letters to words on the lottery ticket for a game called the $5 million 100 times cash word. He revealed the word heart on the bottom row of the puzzle. I can't make this up. He wound up winning the second top prize for the game. Second top prize. You know what that was? $1 million. Boom. Mic drop. I just want all my friends to send me cards with scratch-offs in them. Even though I'm not having open heart surgery and I'm not recovering from it. How crazy is that? There are only 10 total prize winners for that amount on the $20 lottery ticket. The top prize is $5 million. So what a good friend. Now, here's the question. Before taxes, he gets a one-time payment of $650,000. Whoa! So here's the deal. If one of my friends gives me scratch-offs as a gift, and I sit and I scratch them off, and all of a sudden I realize I've won in the clear $650,000. Do you give your friend any of the money? I mean, do you even just give them? It seems like I've discussed something like this the other night. Do you give them something? I mean, what would be the appropriate amount that you would give them? What would you give your friend? I mean, would you give them a bump of like 20 grand? Would that be fair out of the in the clear $650,000 that you're getting? Is that too much or is it too little? Are you being too cheap when you're getting $650,000? I mean, this guy can go off, buy a house, put it in retirement. I mean, you know, who knows what he could do with it. Whatever he wants to do with it. And, you know, it got me thinking about the whole lottery question of, you know, you don't play the lottery very often, and the lottery shoots up, you get a ticket, you even kind of forget about it. And what happens when that happens? And it seems like the scratch-offs are the winners. Because I was just reading this story that happened to somebody about 6 weeks ago. A lot of times the people don't come out of the woodwork right away, right? There was a retired utility worker from Maryland that scratched off a $2 million lottery prize for the second time. You got to be kidding me. So he had won $2 million playing the $2 million richer scratch-off game years ago and continued to play it. During the pandemic, he bought, and this is the key, right? You're thinking, okay, how much are they spending? Are they gamblers? Are they, like, addicted? During the pandemic, he bought two tickets at a local Exxon station, realized that one of the scratch-off tickets had a gold bar emblem over a $2 million prize. His other ticket was a winner that netted him a $100 prize. So he put the $2 million winning ticket in a safe and waited until just before the expiration date to redeem it. That is a lucky person if they can do that. Are you kidding? Hey, I just picked up these two tickets, right? And I think what the key, is just luck, right? It's not a skill thing. We know that. It's not a skill thing. It's just you hit it at the right time. And then I read this, since I'm on this whole lotto high thing, I read this story about a Michigan lottery winner who drowns with the ticket in his wallet. So a Michigan man won $45,000 in a lottery game but drowned with the ticket before he was able to cash it. This 57-year-old was, a couple of months ago, was apparently swimming and... he was super excited. He had won, and he was swimming, and he didn't come back to work. And it turns out that the police found him washed ashore near a boat, and they think that he was tying up his boat, slipped and fell, hit his head, and ended up in the water. So he drowned after striking his head. So that was pretty much what they thought. He was planning, so sad. I didn't mean to make this a downer thing. He's planning to take, as he told his friends, he's planning to take the money and go see his sister and dad in North Carolina. So, of course, the winning ticket was handed over to the relatives, right? Wow. Very sad, although knowing what he was going to do with it, I don't know, does that give the family any comfort, maybe? You know, maybe? And because I can't be all completely happy, we have to go over to our friends at the BBC. I figured I'm going to hop a pond or two and figure out what they're doing for these jackpots. And there was a woman who claimed to have purchased a winning ticket in the $26 million, that would be the equivalent, California lottery. So she said she left it in a trouser pocket and destroyed it in the wash. So a Super Lotto Plus ticket was sold at a convenience store in the Los Angeles suburb of Norwalk. And the woman, who has not been named, was captured by the closed-circuit TV getting the ticket at the time. The deadline for claiming the prize passed, so because you have 180 days within the drawing to claim it. Thank you, BBC, for telling us that exciting story, right? And they say that the footage isn't enough to substantiate the claim. You have to have a compelling, substantial proof you were in possession of the ticket. So what would be compelling, I guess, if somebody took a picture of you with the winning ticket, right? But if you know in your heart of hearts that you had the winning ticket, would that not be the most frustrating thing ever, to realize that you had the ticket in a pocket and it got washed and you're so sure maybe it's numbers that you always picked or something, and that's that. I mean, they're right. How could anybody could claim certain things? Well, yeah, you're on closed circuit television, but does that mean that yours is the ticket, right? And I think there's something about the whole scratch-off thing. I have a friend that works for the lottery in Iowa, and we'll have him on to talk about one of the biggest scams of all time in the lottery, but also the whole idea of winning the lottery. And like I've been saying, I guess the scratch-off thing is really where so many of the people end up winning pretty big money. So now is everyone going to run out and go get a ticket? I'm going to get a ticket. Tell your friends, what do you want for Christmas? What do you want for Hanukkah? What do you want for whatever you're celebrating, the new year? Just give me some scratch-off tickets. And I actually did that with my family. We did a stocking stuffer thing early because we weren't all going to be together, and I gave everyone a scratch-off to see, hey, maybe somebody wins something. And, of course, the Hubs won $5 and gave it to the nephew. So somebody won, but it wasn't $1 million, that's for sure, or anything close to that. So maybe we better stick to whatever the gifts are that aren't trapped at sea because of the supply chain issues. Is that not still the biggest poke in the eye of what's happening with the pandemic? The fact that the supply chain doesn't really seem like it's loosening up in any way. I saw a clip of Senator Mike Braun, Republican from Indiana, talking about what is the effort to fix the supply chain crisis. That it's not happening. That it looked like things were humming along, and then there's just been disruption after disruption after disruption, and we're seeing too many shutdowns in particular sectors of the economy. Even with the Los Angeles port going at 24/7, I mean, what's the latest? They're talking about taking helicopters and getting some of the cargo off the ships and pulling it by helicopter in to be put on trucks, which, of course, there's not enough trucks, so that doesn't solve that problem. Headed to the man cave next.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
If you're someone who tweets, you'll want to hear this. There's a new policy at Twitter that's already facing some backlash under the company's new CEO. This new policy states that photos or videos of private individuals that are posted without their permission are going to be taken down at their simple request. Republican Senator Josh Hawley reacting.
They don't follow their own standards. They never do. Here's the other thing about Twitter. It doesn't really matter what they write down. They don't follow any of the rules anyway.
Right.
They just make it up as they go along.
He was speaking on Fox News. Under this social media giant's new policy, you can request that photos of you be taken down, even if the images were taken in public. A 15-year-old boy is in custody after police in Oxford, Michigan say he showed up at school and opened fire, killing a 16-year-old boy, a 14-year-old girl, and a 17-year-old girl, and wounding six other people. This is USA Radio News. The U.S. Supreme Court will begin reviewing the important abortion case out of Mississippi tomorrow as justices are going to listen to oral arguments on the controversial law that forbids almost all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. It's the most significant abortion case before the highest court in decades. Actor Matthew McConaughey had people on the edges of their seats with his decision on whether he'd run for Texas governor. In the end, the decision is no, he's not going to run, at least this time around. Meanwhile, a Rice University political analyst, Mark Jones, tells NBC News it shows how hard it is for any third-party candidate to run for office these days.
The reality is, with a few exceptions, if you don't run as a Democrat or a Republican, you have little chance of actually winning the election.
After the Federal Reserve Chairman told Congress at a hearing that inflation is going to be elevated well into next year, Wall Street tanked in Tuesday trading. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave.
Tiger, LeBron, and oh yeah, Notre Dame is looking for a new football coach. Hey, everybody. We are in the man cave, so we should talk about Tiger Woods. A lot of people are talking about this story. He did an interview with Golf Magazine, and he talked about being realistic with the struggles that he's facing, that it's not possible for him to go full-time on the tour again. He realizes he's lucky to be alive. Yeah, he was driving 90 miles an hour when he was almost killed in a car crash in the beginning or the end of February in Southern California. And I guess at one point the doctors had asked him, you know, we may have to amputate your leg. Yikes, his right leg and foot. So it was really 50-50 as to whether part of that leg might be amputated. So this has to be pretty difficult for him. When he had the knee injury, that was one thing, that was one level. But the pain with the right leg and what's happening and being immobile for 3 months, just laying there, I think he was looking forward to just even getting outside, let alone how am I going to play golf, transitioning, as he talked about in this interview, from a wheelchair to crutches, and now he doesn't have that, but that has been a lot of hard work just to even get off the crutches. And he says that his shots fall out of the sky a lot shorter than they used to, and it's pretty eye-opening. And he's even actually very vague about when he's be able to be again with golf and says that he will do it as it comes. You know, he may appear in a tournament here or there. You know, he had that spinal fusion surgery in 2017, and then he went on to win the 2018 Tour Championship, the 2019 Masters, and his 82nd victory at the 2019 Zozo Championship, and so now it's got to be wild in a way to accept this fate. But he kept referring to Ben Hogan, the great Ben Hogan, and saying that Hogan did a great job of it, and that he might not be tournament sharp because he hasn't played in tournaments, but he said if you practice correctly and you do it correctly, that I've come off surgeries before. So I think you will see him. I think you will see him play again, but it's going to be very sporadic. And when he refers to Hogan, Hogan had won 64 PGA Tour events and 9 major championships, and then he was in a serious auto accident. He and his wife were driving to Texas from a tournament in Phoenix. They were hit by a Greyhound bus. And, you know, this is back in 1949, and he had significant injuries, including to his leg. So he never, after that accident, never played more than 9 tournaments a year, and he won a couple of times despite that. But it's interesting how he's comparing himself to Hogan. And I think I said 90 miles an hour. To the actual report, he was basically almost traveling that. He was traveling 82 miles an hour in a 45-mile zone. And was he trying to negotiate this crazy curve or what? But the bottom line is that he was lucky to be alive after that. So that's it for Tiger Woods and all the conversation about Jack Nicklaus and chasing his record. It's safe. I don't see him snapping that record. Speaking of snapping, a lot of the Irish faithful have snapped because Brian Kelly has departed. So they won't even talk about their timetable for a new search for a new head football coach. The Notre Dame athletic director Jack Swarbrick said he wasn't surprised by the fact that he left, and he's going to LSU because he said he thought Kelly was ready to make a move. He just kept sensing that. So he said he wasn't surprised by the fact that he left Notre Dame after 12 seasons as the coach. He did meet briefly with the team on Tuesday morning. He didn't even try to get a counteroffer from the Irish before resigning his post. And, you know, he apparently agreed to a 10-year, you ready for this? Drum roll, please. $95 million contract with the school. I like me some Louisiana. I like LSU. So I think that's a pretty good deal for him. Let's see if he can bring a championship to Louisiana. You know, who knows, right? I like the fit, actually, but it's the way football rolls these days. I mean, look, Lincoln Riley went from Oklahoma to USC. That surprised some people. I don't know that I was necessarily surprised by that. But Kelly is the winningest coach in Notre Dame history. 113 wins, 40 losses, 21 wins from the 2012 and 2013 seasons that were vacated by the NCAA. And, you know, he led Notre Dame to the BCS title game in 2012 and playoffs in 2018 and 2020, but they had terrible lopsided losses every single time. It's going to be interesting to follow this and see what happens with Notre Dame, who they replace Kelly with, because 12 years is a very, very long, long time. All right, LeBron James. What's the scoop on LeBron James? Los Angeles Laker James is in health and safety protocols, and he's supposed to miss a couple of games. He's not going to play in the next couple. Like I said, he's already missed 11 of the Lakers' 22 games coming into Tuesday because of injuries and a suspension he had. Remember that. LA is 7-4. Pay attention to this record, the King. He is 7-4. LA is 7-4 with James
on the floor and 4-7 without him. If a player has a confirmed positive test for COVID-19, the NBA mandates a minimum of 10 days of isolation away from the team without any physical activity. After that period, they have to do a cardiac screening, a reconditioning in order to be clear to return to the court. So James revealed on media day in late September that he had received the COVID-19 vaccine. He said he was skeptical and all of that, but he said he did his research. He said it was suited for him, and that's that. So speaking of the vaccine and boosters and all that kind of stuff, the NBA did a study and with infectious disease specialists and testing manufacturers on the preseason antibody test results of 2,300 players and staff, which they say shows further evidence of a need for a booster of the COVID-19 vaccine. The NBA study found Moderna and Pfizer vaccines created higher levels of antibodies compared to Johnson & Johnson and detailed the decline of antibodies over time. So the NBA wanted to understand the effectiveness of different vaccines. The NBA is aware of, they say, 34 cases of fully vaccinated players or team staff becoming infected with a breakthrough case of COVID-19 through November 19th, including 31 that had detectable levels of antibodies. So, and look, the NBA has a 97% vaccine rate among the players. So this is interesting. They're using the findings of this report to encourage eligible players to follow the previous NBPA, so the Players Association's recommendation of getting a booster shot, and team doctors are expected to use the results of the study to educate players on the additional protection. Will it work or not? I mean, obviously they've had some success with that if they have a 97% vaccine rate. There are a lot of other professional leagues that cannot claim the same thing. All right, the Cowboys are having their own woes with positive COVID tests. Mike McCarthy, the coach, out for the next game on Thursday, a big game against the Saints, even though two players are coming back, Amari Cooper and CeeCee Lamb is going to be back. So that's very big, offensively speaking, coming off of that horrible loss on Thanksgiving Day against the Raiders, where it seemed like, whoa, they were just not in it. Then all of a sudden they're back in it, and then they lose at the tail end of it. But anyway, the Cowboys looking to bounce back, so we'll see. But Mike McCarthy won't be there. In the meantime, the NFL suspended Cowboys defensive tackle Tristan Hill without pay for two games for punching Raiders guard John Simpson following that Thanksgiving Day loss to Las Vegas. So after that game, they got into it, and when they were shaking hands, and then that was that. You know, there's this chest-to-chest confrontation. So Hill is appealing the suspension, and if Hill's suspension stands, he would be eligible to return to the Cowboys active roster on Monday, December 13th. So that means he would miss the New Orleans Saints game on Thursday and against the Washington football team on December 12th. So not great news for the Cowboys. More bad news there on that front. But, I mean, hey, that's going to happen. If you get into it and have a tangle like that, it's going to be a mess. And the Cowboys kick off the week on Thursday night, which is a good reminder. We do Nail the Score on Wednesdays in our last segment of our first hour. All you have to do, I'm going to pick the game of the week. All you have to do, you don't have to know anything about football. It is a quick and handy guess, and you tell me who you think is going to win. A lot of people email the show. You can do it that way, or you can give me a call during that segment. So just a big, giant reminder to all of you. And there's some interesting games, I think, on the board this week. Well, isn't there always? I mean, we have a handful of games left in this season, right? Let's face it, it's crazy. It's getting down to crunch time. I mean, here's the big question. You think the Lions will win a game? Will the Vikings beat the Lions? Normally, this could be a pretty big game, but I don't think it's going to be a big game. It is in Detroit. Minnesota is a touchdown favorite. And the over-under on it, total points, 46.5 points. How about that? Yeah. And then I think one of the interesting games is probably the Broncos and the Chiefs, because I'm still not certain about what we're getting with the Chiefs, and that's the Sunday night game. And the Broncos, their defense still looks pretty good, I would say. And then how about the Patriots and the Bills on Monday night? Just a hint of what could come. All right, thanks for joining us in the Man Cave. This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Well, imagine you're one of 11 children, you're living in the Virgin Islands, and then you come to the United States. Wow, what an incredible off-air conversation I had with Dr. Arnold Thompson. He's so interesting that I could fill up 2 hours of the show with him, but we have this short amount of time, so I want to get to his tremendous books. Deliver Us from Evil, A Prayer for Our Times. That really nails it right there. That's one of the books we're going to talk about. So, Dr. Thompson, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Yeah. Let's talk about this book and what led to this book. Tell us what it's about and why you wrote it.
The book, Deliver Us from Evil, the title kind of gives us, it's a prayer that the Lord Jesus taught his disciples, and he tells them to pray, deliver us from evil. And so I thought about what will make someone like Jesus, who is said in scriptures to be the creator of the world, why would he tell his disciples, you know, fishermen who he called to follow him, and then tell them to pray, deliver us from evil? I wanted to explore that whole idea of deliver us from evil. And I sensed that it wasn't a prayer just for disciples in his day, but for all of God's followers, because it says, not deliver me from evil, but deliver us. So we ought to have a corporate sense about praying to be delivered from the evil in this world. And there's a lot of evil.
Boy, there sure is. And you told me about some stories that you went through, and I think they're powerful and they're worth sharing. And what was it like for you, and in some cases the way you were treated, which was evil?
I was confronted with things that didn't make sense to me, and they were about to cripple me before I even get started. But I left home, and our pastor told us we need to develop our musical skills, and he picked the school that we should go to, and end up in a Bible school. It's called after God's name, God's Bible School, and in Cincinnati. And it was a very volatile time. It was in the 60s, late 60s. But as we got there, we had had a long flight, 3 hours from the West Indies coming here in Panama at the time. And when we got in, we were greeted with ceiling falling in, you know, because of the place that we were in. And then before we settled down, a group of students from this school, white students, we were just a few blacks there, white students greeted us by spraying a very toxic chemical, not sure what it was, but it burns, and says, we gotta spray black people because black people stunk. So that was my first welcome to America, and I had to quickly learn the roots of these things, which I did study that a lot. But that was a greeting, you know, then. That was one of them, one of the many confrontations with what I consider to be evil. Because it could have fooled me. You know, I come into a religious school, evangelical, solid, supposedly, and here I am facing this racial evil. I had to learn very fast to deal with it. And then when I go to, I didn't tell you this before, but when I went down to talk with the dean, I said, you know, this racial thing is getting to us. Could you do something about it? He said we had to learn to live with it. That was it. That was all he said.
Wow.
You had to learn to live with it.
I'm so sorry that happened to you, and I'm so glad that you are telling that story. And you have really some interesting stories in this book, too. It's powerful. What do you hope people take away from reading the book?
For the book, Deliver Us From Evil, I wanted to go behind the stage, you know, to go behind the stage of life and see what is going on behind the performance stage, you know. Shakespeare says the world is a stage and we are all actors. We make our entrance and our exit in his play As You Like It. But there's a lot going on backstage. And in the Bible, it's one of the only source of literature that tells us and presents as reality what goes on behind the stage. So you read about Jesus being tempted by Satan. That's very strange. You read about in the Genesis story about Satan being a serpent tempting man. So it's there, and I wanted to explore that and show how it intersects with the physical world. So it's a challenging subject to paint a picture of what's going on, but that's what
I'm Yeah, and you did it quite well, and I say that's a great description of what you hope the takeaway is with the book, which you can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. The Death of Wisdom, The Rise of Folly, another great title. What's this book about?
The book is about, I view wisdom as a lady. and trace the history, her history, how she helped kings to rise in power and give them the wisdom, say like Solomon, to bring glory days to the people. I mean, it's not an accident that if you want to study the history of the Jews, the most glorious days of the Jews were with Solomon as king. He had asked God to give him wisdom. But not everybody in leadership and power get wise counsel or get counsel from God. And if you were to trace, there's a emergence of arrogance and lies and folly. We can't talk about differences without wanting to kill each other. We've lost the wisdom of the ages. Children are growing up with a lot of information, but with very little wisdom to teach them how to live. And so I explore that in the book. I explore that, yes. That's what the book is about.
And it's clear that that's what it's about, and I think the takeaway is pretty obvious, but it's worth exploring that. You wrote this, and I know you wanted to make an impact, just like the first book. What do you hope people take away from reading The Death of Wisdom, The Rise of Folly?
I would like to see love, the wisdom of love, rise up again. I'd like to see the wisdom of forgiveness, the wisdom of mercy, the wisdom of being your brother's keeper, whether the brother is black, white, pink, or green, the wisdom of unity, what one can achieve when you come together, even like the United States. I think the Constitution, as it envisioned, and is something that, you know, we can learn a lot from. I see wisdom as a lady because I see the Statue of Liberty in the water, and I'm envisioning the tide rising to cover her up. I'm visioning, like on the cover of the book, she's falling into a slump, and people are not noticing her anymore as they drive by, you know. And if we lose her, we lose what makes us strong. We lose what makes us human. And so I explore that in the book. And from a theological perspective, the Bible says that Jesus was the wisdom of God. So I explore his life from a human perspective. You know, his humanity, how he functioned, how he dealt with children, how he dealt with these fishermen, you know, what he taught. He taught wisdom. So that's what I try to explore in this book.
Yeah. Was it?
I'm better at writing it than talking about it.
No, I think you're excellent at actually at talking about both books, and I know the listeners that are paying attention to what we're discussing right now would feel the same way. I think actually you've nailed it both with both books.
Okay.
The Death of Wisdom, The Rise of Folly, I can just visualize what you told us there about the Statue of Liberty, and I agree with you. I can remember as a kid running all the way up to the crown when the crown was open and what that meant, and it's very sad of where we are now in the United States. I agree with you.
Yeah, we heard about that even before I came here. So imagine a young fellow coming here and he's greeted with that kind of invitation. You know, it's different from what is purported in the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, it was tremendous talking to you. Deliver Us from Evil, A Prayer for Our Times, The Death of Wisdom, The Rise of Folly. Dr. Arnold Thompson, you were a delight, and you can pick up those books on Amazon, as I mentioned, and Barnes & Noble. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much. This is my first interview. I've been writing for 7 years.
And you were terrific, right? Everybody agrees with you. You were terrific. And I hope everyone enjoyed the interview and this show.
Thank
Make
you.
It count, everybody.
Thank you.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.